Good morning and welcome to Her Turn, a program of news and women, news and information by and about women. I'm Sandy Jadigold, and today we're going to be talking with Dina Eccles from the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice. Good morning, Dina.
Good morning.
So nice of you to join us. Happy to talk to you. Dina is an activist, a writer, and the founder of Echo Valley Farm and a board member of Echo Valley Hope also. And I realized this week that actually I've stayed at Echo Valley Farm.
Oh.
We were there a couple years ago for a weekend. It was very fun.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, it's a good location.
It was great to see all the animals. So we're going to be talking today about the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice and especially your virtual spring assembly, which starts tomorrow. So if you could just, first of all, Dina, give us a little bit of a history of the network.
Sure. The Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice began February 23rd, 1991, coincided with the ground assault of the Gulf War. And it was formed from a coalition of about 350 people statewide who came together to oppose that war. And it has remained as a network and has kind of morphed into an umbrella network of many, many types of organizations doing all kinds of social justice and environmental justice work. I've been involved as a board member for the past few years, and our organization has been part of WNPJ for the last probably 10 or so years. And I've been really impressed with the direction and the inclusivity that that the organization is trying to reach. Every year we hold two assemblies, one in the spring and one in the fall, per our bylaws. And the spring assembly coming up, like you mentioned on Monday, is an opportunity for organizations in the network and our partner organizations to tell everyone what they're doing. To us, trying to get people to a central location for a few hours didn't seem very practical or logical in this given moment. We feel that the need for people to be heard and to understand one another, you know, the hopefulness in a lot of the activities we're doing, and also the welcome that can be extended from the different organizations to their actions is also very important. So we instead decided to do the assembly via Zoom Monday through Friday of this coming week with different topics and different organizations represented. And it'll be at 7 o'clock each evening. So that's a little start.
That sounds great. And we'll get more in depth in that in a minute. I wanted to talk about the organizations that are part of the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice. You have about 86 members. You have a
Correct.
Number of them that are faith-based. A
yes.
few that seem you would expect Fair Wisconsin, Family Farm Defenders, Just Dane. But then there's a couple on there that I found a little interesting and a little surprising. One is the Forward Marching Band. And what do they do?
Oh, Forward Marching Band. They've been around, I think, pretty much since the beginning. And they show up at activities and marches. And they perform. They do they play music, you know, to inspire people and to charge them up. If you've been to any marches around the Capitol or, you know, they've been present, much like the Raging Grannies.
Right.
They're very much present.
Great. Yeah, I was going to mention the Raging Grannies. Sounds like that and sounds like very fun. And another one is the Madison Info Shop.
Okay, the Madison Info Shop, I wish John Peck were on to explain it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collective of many activists and individuals and organizations that come together to I guess, support one another. I don't live in Madison, as you pointed out. I live in the Driftless. And I've never been to the info shop, but I know that they do a lot of the printing and, you know, just keeping, it's like a hub of really good information, timely information, important things that people need to know about.
That sounds very good, too. And if people want to know about the other organizations, they are listed on your website, I believe.
Right. And if they register to attend any of this week's events, we're going to be sending out any links that are provided during the course of the week, and also a breakdown of the organizations according to, like if they're environmentally oriented or whatever. So rather than just being able to peruse the 80 organizations, you'll see, like under environment, we have 350 Wisconsin, Nuke Watch, Soul, Clean Water Action Council, Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network, which is a really important one, doing great, great things right now in the rural parts of our state. So, you know, there's many more. I'm just giving you an example of what people can expect to get. But yes, you can go right to the website, wnpj.org, and you can go to membership, and it shows you our members, and it shows what the benefits for membership is.
Oh, okay.
I think one of the highlights of our benefits is the weekly newsletter that goes out, email. And it highlights actions, any action that our organizations are doing that they submit, or even, like I said, partner organizations or allies that we support their efforts. They're included in that weekly newsletter. And I would recommend people sign up for that too, especially in this moment, because things are coming very quickly. Like I just opened my email this morning and there was something from a group in Viroqua who are going to be doing some rally related to the upcoming April 1st election. So we'll be talking, we always are highlighting those kind of important things, getting people to be aware that there's an amendment that they should know about. You know, just, it's just a really good way. And it's also on Facebook. And people are very dedicated to trying to maintain enormous amount of information that comes to WNPJ. And I think at this point it would be worth saying that if anybody has an inclination towards social media, if you're good at it, if you have that kind of time, it would be wonderful to have more help volunteer. We're of 100, right now no one's paid. We're all volunteers. The board is volunteer. And everything we're doing is, you know, is that way. So if people have time and could help in that area of information and communication, and I know many of the organizations need that right now.
Mm-hmm. So on your website, WNPJ.org, you can go and find out the organizations, you can find the benefits, you can find how to volunteer, right. And yep. You can also register for the upcoming spring assembly.
Correct.
So let's talk about the assembly now. It starts, as we said, tomorrow, Monday, March 24th. It starts at 7 o'clock in the evening and is for an hour. And the first one is titled Coalition and Community Building, Our Common Denominators. And what's that going to be about?
Well, I'm kind of my brainchild because I love the concept of beloved community. I find that it's critically important in all of the different circles that I'm engaged in. So building community and supporting those circles, and then coalition building, which is, you know, there's even more to that. It's an art. I'm really realizing it's an art that we can study and learn from and help one another towards, because we've been taught division. We've been encouraged to divide in our separate silos. We've kind of had to, maybe for trying to get monies, you know, for whatever we're doing. There's been a lot of competition, but to reverse that and understand how much stronger we are together. So the people presenting on Monday will be addressing how they work towards creating community, how successful they've been, what maybe the challenges are. We have, I'm sure people have heard of Building Unity. Tim Corden will be on. Mohammed Shahzad Hussein from Faith in Place. Deborah Gillespie, Mothers Against Gun Violence. Deborah's down in Milwaukee and has done some amazing coalition building there. I'm very excited to have her. So there'll be a few people. And I'm also hoping 5051 is a current movement that's occurring. It's not, I don't think you could really call it an organization, but it's a movement. And they've had a couple of gatherings, rallies around the country. 5050 refers to 50 capitals, 50 actions, one movement. And I've been really impressed with their, you know, the way they've, way they talk about what they're doing and how they've galvanized a lot of different organizations. So I'm hoping someone from 5050 will be there to talk about their April 5th rally. And if not, we will bring it up and mention it because, again, unity in this moment is really, really important. Coalition in this moment is super important. It's what has been lacking, I think. So that's how Monday's going to go.
Okay. And that brings me to a question. We've been really focused on electoral politics for quite a while, especially at the national and state level. But what most of, probably all of your organizations are grassroots. And what is the benefit? Why do we still need grassroots organizations, and how do they fit into coalition?
Well, that's the question. Grassroots comes about because of need. Like, we'll go back to the Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network. It's a very diverse network. It's also a network. And it's a coalition. And the people are very diverse because in rural Wisconsin, people have very diverse ideas about how the environment should be protected or how it should be utilized. And so for that, they've worked really hard. I often will sit in on their calls just to learn, just to watch how they create community among each other and listen to one another. So there might be four or five counties represented on those calls. And they express what's happening. They express, you know, frustrations. They express laws that are being forced upon them. There's all kinds of things that we can learn from one another so that we don't have to keep repeating the same thing. And that's the importance of coalition. And the other thing that I've seen, because again, living rurally and being trying to be part of what's happening in Madison and Milwaukee, is that divide that can often occur and the lack of information from one locale to another. And it's really important to break that down. It's really important for people, I think, for people to be aware of the damage that controlled animal feed operations are causing out here and understand that the laws that are being enacted to try to prevent people from having local laws to protect themselves, that there's so much going on that I think a lot of urban people don't realize. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's happening out here right now is, and it's been coming on for a while, the Dairyland Power is moving more and more towards having nuclear. And you could see it in a lot of their op-eds and the things that they put out to, you know, their consumers. And it's definitely swaying because, you know, there's a lot of money behind these kinds of operations. And they can put out very glossy pieces of information that may not always necessarily be true. And to educate, to have groups, grassroots groups, being able to confront those things with facts and confront them with some kind of, some kind of resistance to again, keep help educating people. So I think there's a real need for grassroots. Because we're all living in very unique times. And I think another important learning is from Indigenous people, from the Native tribes that we have. We're very blessed in Wisconsin to have such strong Indigenous groups, Native groups, and leaders who've been trying to protect water, trying to stop Line 5, and working with, I've watched those over the last 5-8 years, working more and more with people in their locales, non-Native people, and how they're coming together. I think we really need that grassroots, but then that's the beauty of the network, because then the network promotes conversation among us, like the one we're having right now. To be aware, I'm sure there are probably people listening who've never considered the nuclear factor or the CAFO factor, mm-hmm. or the digestive factor that's happening. And it's going to impact our environment in a significant way. I don't know if that answers your question.
It certainly does. That's wonderful. You brought up a ton of tremendous points, especially talking about Indigenous people, but everything else, yes. So Tuesday then, from 7 to 8, you're going to be talking about immigration and Palestine, the connections.
Correct. So yeah. We have Voce de la Frontera, Madison, will be represented. And we have LULAC, which is not a member currently of WNPJ, but they are also doing incredible work with immigration. And they'll be talking about Know Your Rights and the state of ICE and deportations that are happening in our state. John Peck will be on to remind us about what Wisdom Wisconsin is doing, because they're also working. They have many organizations throughout the state that they're working with and doing, again, very incredible work. So that'll be mentioned because, it's also Ramadan. And I suppose if we'd thought about it more, we might have postponed this a week until Ramadan was done. But our Muslim activists and friends will be breaking fast around 7 o'clock, and it makes it really hard for them. And the person who's been directing Wisdom's immigration is a Muslim woman. And so instead of someone from Wisdom being on, we're going to have John, because John's organization, Family Farm Defenders, is very actively engaged in the immigration in our state. So those will be covered. And then I have also been part of the Wisconsin Coalition for Justice in Palestine. So I've, in that past year, I was on the board and as on the Coalition for Justice in Palestine, which convened out of Milwaukee, I was also on the executive committee. So I'm well aware of the struggles that has been presented to the coalition, and I will be addressing that on Tuesday.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And of course, every day brings fresh horror on the immigration front and in what's happening in Palestine.
Yeah, completely. It's so important that people understand the depth of it. And it's hard. I get it. For some reason, I'm able to witness these things and sort of shed light on them and see the connections. And for a lot of people, I think they're being very overwhelmed. But we mm-hmm. can't allow our hearts to be overwhelmed right now. We have to, if nothing else, make those phone calls to our congresspeople, or our friends. Have our friends who are sitting on the sidelines, understand the depth of inhumanity that's occurring so that we can stop it.
Perfect. I'm talking with Dina Eccles from Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, and right now we're talking about their spring assembly, which starts tomorrow, Monday, March 24th, and each night it's on Zoom from 7 to 8. Wednesday is going to be protecting all our rights.
Right. Again, we really wanted to have as many people and many organizations represented as possible and show our interconnectedness. So that's going to be hosted by board member Tynetta Jackson. She's from Milwaukee, and her organization is called Souls. She's very involved with voting rights. So they will be talking about the April 1st election and the amendment, of course. Erica Bach will be talking about disability rights. We have Abigail Schwartz from Fair Wisconsin speaking, addressing LGBTQ plus rights. Workers' justice will be represented to talk about workers' rights. We have the Right to Boycott campaign is coming up, and that's something out of the Wisconsin Coalition for Justice in Palestine. The Right to Boycott campaign will be talked about, and the legislative day for that will be April 23rd. People can maybe make note of that. There'll be a day where we could talk to our legislators about the need to undo the law that's currently on the books that prohibits businesses from engaging, allowing people to boycott, basically, Israel. But we see it as the need to change that law, because boycotting should be, it is, fundamental nonviolent action that we should all be allowed to participate in any way. So there are calls. Anyway, Julia will be able to talk about it. Julia Greenberg will be on for that. And Paul DeMaine will be speaking on Native sovereignty and treaty rights, which, again, are not understood by the vast majority of people. So we really wanted to have Paul come and talk about it. So there'll be quite a bit. And one of the things that we'll be doing, each night will be taped from 7 to 8 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, it'll be open for questions and answers. So we won't be taping that part just because it becomes difficult to do. But the 7 to 8 part will be recorded and shared. So you can miss one night, but you can catch up on what's being said. And there will be that interactive part after 8:30.
Well, that's great. And talking about the April 1st election, we've heard how much money Elon Musk is putting into Brad Schimmel's campaign. I was just up what we down here call Northern Wisconsin, but it's up just north of Fond du Lac, kind of on the eastern side of the state. I cannot overemphasize how many Brad Schimmel signs I've seen up there, even more than Trump. And they're huge. I mean, they're like, I don't even know, 90 by 120. I mean, it's just so anyway, I just want to let people know that there's a lot of money being poured into this, especially for Schimmel.
Yeah, I agree with you. I know that's happening. But I also think what is very significant right now is because people are becoming wary of what they see happening to them. Like, I was at an event last night in our little town that was a fundraiser for the library. And, you know, we live in an area that will not vote necessarily in a liberal way, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
But people talk to me about their concerns because somebody has a transgender niece or nephew. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are starting to hit people.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to be affected. You know, their neighbors and friends are being deported or at least detained by ICE. These are real happenings, and it's starting to affect people. So sometimes I think more than just railing against the money spent, we need to take time and talk to our neighbors, talk to our friends, and however difficult it may be, talk to our family members who maybe they're just on the verge now where, rather than fight with people about a position, we can talk mm-hmm. about our humanness. You know, we can talk about, do you really want this to continue down this slide that we're going on, or can we stop it now? People like to hear that we have power. One time I was we were trying to stop the high transmission lines from coming through the Driftless, and I was knocking on doors long before I knew that that was probably not a smart idea here. But I went to one woman, and I knocked on her door and told her what was going to happen, what we were trying to do, and to ask her to sign to please, you know, not let this happen. And she said, but how are you going to stop it? Mm. I'll never forget this. And I said, I'm not going to stop it, but we can stop it. And we, in fact, did. And we even included Amish people. Amish people came in a bus down to the hearing at the Capitol and talked about why it shouldn't happen. And it was an interesting moment. So that widening that circle is what, and that's why I think the network is so important. Because, and that's why this week is so important, because we want to widen the circle of understanding. You know, we need that. We need people who've been sitting on the sidelines for a long time, and let them realize that their voice is so important.
That is such an excellent point, Dina, and I'm so glad you brought all that up, because you're absolutely right. That's exactly what we need to do, is being able to talk to people, especially people that we don't agree with, and find that common denominator. And
I
love,
really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
And I love your keeping us going here. There's no sense. Well, there's no sense in wallowing in things. We got to keep going. That's what. That's how we got where we are now, in terms of social justice and all the things that we have accomplished, is people doing that. So I appreciate you bringing that up again. And now, because you're doing such an interesting job here, we're almost out of time. So let's talk about very quickly, Thursday as environmental justice and Friday as anti-war, anti-militarism, and abolition.
Right.
So if you just give us...
Environmental justice is, we'll be talking, someone will be on from 350 Wisconsin to discuss Line 5. As I mentioned, Sustain Rural Wisconsin Network. Guy Ryder, who's a Menominee, will be speaking on the rights of nature and also protecting the Porkies. We also will have Rob Danielson from Soul talking about distributed solar and trying to stay away from the nuclear. Friday, anti-war, anti-militarism and abolition. John Peck will be hosting that, and there'll be members of the World Beyond War. And Essie Denoor of JVP will be on. And there will also be Friends of Ukraine on to discuss the war, its implications, and how we can stop it. So that's the lineup.
Well, that sounds terrific. And again, if people want to join in, you can register at WNPJ.org. Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice. Their spring assembly, which starts tomorrow, Monday, goes from 7 to 8 for the presentations, and then 8 o'clock on is for open discussion. And I think that covers it. So thank you very much, Dina Eccles, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. The whole network thanks you.
Well, we appreciate your work, that's for sure. And
okay,
so great
take care.
To talk to you. Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
And I have one quick announcement. The Trans and Queer Community Potluck is going to be April 5th from 1 to 4 p.m. on Brittingham Park. Meet your neighbors and organizations working to build community power and resilience in Madison and Dane County. Come celebrate queer and trans joy with good food, new friends, fun games, and prizes. It's April 5th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Brittingham Park. And I want to thank Joanne Powers for engineering today. Now stay tuned for 2.5 hours of Women in Music, Culture, and Arts on Her Infinite Variety. Thank you so much for joining us today for Her Turn. I'm Sandy Janigold.
You are tuned in to 89.9 FM, WORT. Good morning, everyone. This is Her Infinite Variety with DJ Siggy. It is 11:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 a.m. Pacific. Currently in Madison, it is 46 degrees and rainy. And boy, do we have a treat for you. Today, we're doing a curated playlist collaboration with an amazing multi-artist from Las Vegas, Nevada. She goes by V. She enjoys drinking coffee, browsing and shopping, and collecting vintage clothing and antiques. If only she could get a day off. We got some punk, goth, no wave, surf rock, psych rock. Faye Webster, if you like her. Amel and the Sniffers, which we love. And yeah, I hope you enjoy this one. First song up is a cover of Wild Horses by the Sundays. Hope you enjoy.